Stoveleg Media, igniting conversation.
Welcome to True Crime to Go. What can I get for you?
I need something like French, but not a baguette. Let me have probably the worst case in history.
Pull up to the second window and we'll see you next crime.
Welcome to True Crime to Go. I am John, here with Jamie. How's it going, man?
It's going good until I hear we're going to do the worst case in history. That doesn't sound as good as French fries.
This is not your typical True Crime to Go. This is a brutal and disturbing sexual assault slash rape case. So if you have little ones with you, this is not the one for them.
Yeah, it is really heavy. It's been in the news a lot lately, and honestly, I've seen the headlines but haven't dug into it, so I am happy we can kind of give a brief overview of what the headlines mean. So go ahead and get us rolling.
Yeah, this case has just been all over the news, especially for the French public, and it's also just captivated the global audience, and we're going to be talking about the trial of Dominique Pellicot and 50 other men who were all found guilty of the rape or sexual assault of Dominique's former wife, Gisèle Pellicot.
So you're telling me that's 51 people assaulting one person?
Yeah, so why don't you tell us some more of the details, as hard as they are to talk about?
If I have to. This has been described as, the article we pulled from said, one of the worst sex offenses in modern French history.
I mean, I don't know. There's so many sexual crimes out there, but this one trafficking is at the top of the list. It's awful.
So let's start with the central figure in this case, who's Dominique Pellicot. He orchestrated the crimes by soliciting dozens of strangers online to come and rape his wife while she was unconscious. For these heinous acts, he received a maximum sentence of 20 years in prison for aggravated rape.
Well, and 48 other men were also found guilty of aggravated rape, with two guilty of sexual assault. But before we dive into those verdicts, let's take a step back and look at how this horrifying case even came to the light.
It's mostly been recent stuff. This really started to unravel in September of 2020, so about 6 months into the global pandemic. That's when Dominique Pellicot was arrested for filming up women's skirts at a local supermarket. Now, like, this may seem like a minor thing to people. I mean, it's obviously a big invasion of privacy, but it's not assaulting anybody. It's not murdering anybody. But obviously, we know it led to more. And when they started looking further into him is when they opened this Pandora's box, if you will. Police confiscated his hard drive, laptop, and phones, only to discover hundreds of images and videos of his wife, Gisèle, being raped by other men.
So this discovery led to one of the most shocking revelations in French legal history. Dominique had been using now defunct platforms like Coco to orchestrate these assaults. He even operated the chat room called Without Her Knowledge. And that's where he would share pictures of his wife unconscious. And then he would then move those conversations to Skype and text messages to finalize the arrangements with his accomplices.
Now, she's unconscious, but not only was she unconscious when it happened, she didn't know that it was happening. It's not like she said, okay, let's let it happen and I'm going to be put to sleep, or he tells her about it when she wakes up. He sedated her. Over time, being drugged so often and being raped regularly really starts to take a physical toll on you, leading her to complain about memory loss, about pelvic pain, going to her doctor with these symptoms that she had no idea where they were coming from. Her husband went with her to those appointments, and he tried to lead the conversation in different directions, continuing to conceal his actions.
This is the, if there is like a silver lining to this whole thing, this is what I'm about to say is that for me. So let's fast forward to the trial. And over there in France, you can, if you're an assault victim, you can remain anonymous. You can have your trial not be made known to the public. But Gazelle chose to make her trial public because she wanted other victims to know that there is hope. There needs to be more of this brought to the light. So she outlined her entire life, which is tragic and awful and disturbing. She wanted it out there for the public to be some kind of advocate for other victims.
And I can't imagine how difficult this would be to be that vulnerable and to share your worst moments with the entire world. She faced her abusers in court. She questioned them directly in court. Many of the men claimed that they believed that her husband giving consent was just as good as her giving consent. Spoiler alert, it is not.
I can't even imagine being a grown person going in and saying that is your argument. Like, the defense should be, they should feel ashamed.
She gave a pretty powerful statement about that exactly. Rape is rape. When you walk into a bedroom and see a motionless body, at what point do you decide not to react? Why did you not leave immediately to report it to police?
Her courage really is remarkable. After the verdict was announced, she addressed the public outside the courtroom, expressing her solidarity with other survivors. She said, "I think of all the unknown victims of stories which often unfold in the shadows, and I want you to know we share the same fight." She also shared that messages of support that she received gave her the strength to endure this trial.
While Dominique did receive the maximum sentence, again, which is 20 years, for this, it seems outrageously low. The other men kind of varied. Some were given 15 years, others 13 years, really depending on how many times, because they were often repeat offenders, that they did this. And there were even a few of them that walked free on probation with suspended sentences. So it was kind of all across the board.
And some of the folks that were in the courtroom were almost outraged. There was an audible gasp at one point when one of the perpetrators was actually given a 5-year suspended sentence. So he will not be spending time in jail. It's suspended. And people just couldn't believe that some of those were given sentences that would result in them never going to jail after the trial.
Yeah, and I get it. I can't believe that after doing something as egregious as this and a time in history when we're supposed to be moving forward and moving toward being more peaceful with each other, we've got people doing these awful, awful things and getting slapped on the wrist for it.
Well, and I think this paints a worse picture of what's actually going on in France. So there have been advocates coming out that say that only 10% of rape victims in France report their cases, and just 1 to 4% of those cases result in any kind of conviction. And I think this is just a reminder of the bigger picture, that there is a problem with the justice system and for victims not feeling that they have a voice.
Well, I mean, if you can do this and get a suspended sentence, then, which essentially means he's on probation. If he gets in trouble again, he will have to serve that 5 years, but otherwise he's never going to have to. And again, there were several of those with suspended sentences. It's not sending the message that it's not okay, I don't think, especially giving the guy who orchestrated it all just 20 years. Very frustrating to me. I am just amazed at her bravery to speak out and to let the world into her nightmare so that she can hopefully encourage others to seek the justice that they need.
Jamie, this one was tough. I appreciate you letting me bring this one to you. It's definitely not our typical true crime to go, but thank you for being willing to do it.
Absolutely. It's a story that needs to be told. Glad to share these details. And it's been a crime story in 10 minutes or less.
Would you like crime with that?
You've listened to True Crime Cast, distributed by Stoveleg Media. Check out Stoveleg.com to find out more about your hosts and to find other podcasts to listen to. Stoveleg Media. Igniting conversation.